The artistry of life is all about being the practitioner of life. It means that you view life as a participant rather than an observer. We all face the same challenges in different degrees, learning how to properly navigate and overcome those challenges is a necessary part of becoming the ultimate. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. It's your DFB uncle out here, Eli, and today I'm in the building with a very special guest of mine. All right, he owns Van True Fitness. It's Mr. Van Black. How you doing today?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
How you feeling? How is everything going?
Oh man, I feel good, and everything is all right, man. Everything is beautiful.
Yeah. So today we're out here, you know, talking on the very special topic we have is focus on men's mental health, right? And the very first question is, you know, why has it come to this very, you know, this very point where we have to talk about men's mental health?
Well, I say if you take in consideration, right, just look at how things are going in the past, let's say 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Even beyond that, right, I'll answer that question with this question. Growing up, what did you know about being a man? What did you learn about being a man?
Nothing.
Okay, me neither. I'll say this, growing up, I grew up 4 boys in a single parent home. Mm. It was my mom, right? So the majority of men coming from like rural areas, right? I'm born and raised. I was born in Zinn, Ohio. Okay. So I lived in Dayton, Ohio for a good bit of my time, and then we moved to Texas.
Yes.
My mom and my dad divorced at a very young age, I was young, right before I was even born, I want to say. So me, my brothers, 4 boys, we grow up with a woman, right? So you have a lot of men in that area that come from that background, mm-hmm. that was raised by a woman, and they never seen what a man was or what a man was supposed to provide, what a man was supposed to do. But then you grow up and you get put out into the world, and then they tell you, be a man. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what that looks like.
Yes, so yes.
That's why this conversation is important.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. You know, when you say that line right there, be a man, it kind of triggers something within me, you know? I mean, if you're watching this right here, I'm pretty sure that word, just be a man about it. Be a man. Like the trigger for me right now, I mean, it's kind of like a vulnerable moment for me where, you know, like before we started this, the discussions we'll mm-hmm. have, right? You know, growing up in Nigeria, Africa, right? It's really a huge phrase right there where no matter what you're going through in life, as a man, you're not allowed to be weak.
Right.
You're not allowed to have vulnerable moments.
Right.
Be a man about it. So my question to you is like, you know, that phrase, be a man, it seems like there's so much attached to that.
It is. So when people, it's a commonly used phrase. I don't like the phrase because when somebody says, be a man about it, right? Is it safe for me to respond, for all y'all that's out there watching, right? Mm-hmm. Is it safe for a man to respond? Show me how.
Wow.
That's something for us to think about, right? Like,
yes, yes.
If you said, well, just, there was a song, who was it? There was a Just Be a Man About It. I think it's like Tony Braxton or something.
Okay.
Show me how. Right, he's right. He's like, wait a minute, right? What song is this?
Yeah.
But show me how.
Yes.
And the majority, and so when you say just be a man, okay, what involves being a man? Mm. How many men out there knows, not based off of your own personal opinion, but based off of evidence, solid facts, what being a man really is? Like we was talking about before.
Yes.
There's resources out there. There's things out there for women, and this is in no shape, form, or fashion anything against the beautiful queens out there at all.
Yes.
But there's things out there that shows them how to go through motherhood, right? What to do with a woman. Women come together like this. Mm-hmm. men are proud egos. We and it's a healing thing that we haven't even learned how to tap into. So yeah. I answer that question with if somebody that statement,
yes.
Be a man. Show me how.
Show me how. You know, no, when you know, when you would ask me that question, like, you know, show me how, right? It kind of brings a sense of vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, well, for me to ask someone for help, it means I'm weak, right? And in a society that, you know, oh, you know, for instance, two men right here, right? It's kind of like natural for us to be like, okay, who's the alpha,
right?
Who's the dominant? And then for you to tell me, oh, be a man about it, right? Number one, you telling me be a man about it, my ego and all the lies are like, man, how dare he tell me be a man about it?
So I'm up now.
Right?
So I'm ready.
Right? And now for me to be like, show me how. It has to take a lot of courage for me to say, show me how. And then for you to even show me how to be a man right there.
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, my question with that right there is, you know, how do we get to that point of like, okay, let me be vulnerable to ask for help?
First and foremost, we have to be willing to set aside, like you said, ego. We have to be willing to set aside our pride, set aside our ego. First, you have to understand that there's something that needs to be helped. So everybody that's out there paying attention, you have to understand that there's something that needs to be helped, first and foremost. I have this problem. The first thing we do is identify that there's a problem.
Yes.
After you identify there's a problem, okay, now we can tap into trying to get help and reaching out to somebody for that problem. For instance, if I want to get in shape, I'm going to look for a personal trainer, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
Ideally, I'll start looking for people. Now, the ideal is I need to find the right personal trainer.
Yes.
Same thing. Problem, we find somebody. But it depends. You got to find the right person, right? Because you don't want to be... I heard it was something on Instagram, right? And he shared a video, but proverbially, the end state was you don't want to be a dog talking to a duck.
Wow, okay. You don't want to be a dog talking
to
a duck.
So basically saying, you have to be able to find somebody that understands what it is that you're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to be a personal trainer, I'm not going to go talk to a dentist.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to find a personal trainer, right? If I'm a young man mm-hmm. trying to find out what does being a man look like,
yes.
What is that? Well, usually we don't find other men. We can't. We try to reach out for other men, but we don't know whether we have to find somebody that I would like to emulate. Sometimes it's kind of hard.
Yes.
So now we're stuck with the majority of the times. Sometimes we talk to women. It's easy because I just go to my mom. Mm-hmm. So now we're stuck talking to mom about what it's like to be a man.
Wow.
So to get help, right?
Yes.
I know that's where it was. In order to get help, got to know that there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And after you know there's a problem, then you can get down to the basics, right? There's a lot of things in between it. But identify the problem and then identify your commitment level, right? That would be the next things. As I work with people, I give them three simple things.
Okay.
What's the challenges, right? What are the problems, if there is a problem, right? What are the problems? And then from those, what is your commitment level to actually working through the problems? Because a lot of people say, hey, I want to do this, but then they realize the work that's involved is like...
It's a lot, yes.
So you mean to tell me?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because your situations, your problems didn't just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a process. Now we have to attack that process and kind of almost reverse engineer everything that happened.
Yeah.
So one, identify the problems. Two, identify your challenges. And three, get to work.
Yes. You know, I love that, right? The identify the problem, the commitment, and then get to work, right? Well, you know, when you said that commitment right there, I mean, I have to definitely share, you know, from my own personal experience right there. Where, I mean, we all know everyone want to be successful. You know, just like a bodybuilder, right? You want to be a bodybuilder, but no one wants to do a bodybuilder stuff, right? And that level of commitment right there, I mean, I just recently came out from one of the, you know, biggest challenges in my life where, you know, before the start, when the year started, I was like, this is my goals, my vision. This is what I want,
right?
This is what I want for myself. And as everything was unfolding, oh boy, it was a whole storm, and you know, there were vulnerable moments there where, you know, sometimes I try to cry and then I laugh about it, right? And I'm like, man, just because I asked for this stuff right here, and this is what I'm going through,
right,
you know, in order to get to it. But once I came out at the other end, I looked at it, I'm like, you know what? It takes a level of courage, right?
Absolutely.
To be able to be committed to whatever you know you chase or you want to do.
Make sure to subscribe and like our podcast, all right?